Good show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions. Bob Cupp and Mr. Utah Burgess with you here tonight to talk about the local music scene and have a special guest. Good evening, Utah.
How's it going, Bob?
I'm going great.
All right.
Hitting a busy time of the year here.
Football season's over for both you and I.
Well, that's right. Well, we'll allude to that a little bit later on in the show. But, yeah, you know, our teams have sent us off into baseball season.
There you go.
So. You know,
right. Another mediocre season, honestly.
That's right. You know, both you and I hopped down to Pirate Fest in our minds today. After all the great work they did in the off season.
Yeah.
So anyway, we've got music to talk about. That's the feel good part, right, Utah? We've got music to talk about.
Always. Yeah. This is one of the best scenes in the country, and we know it, and that's why we talk about it. The talent that's in this area is on par with anything anywhere.
Absolutely, and we love to share that music with you every Sunday night right here in our opening segment being brought to you by the Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler. And speaking of the music scene, let's get into a couple of shows that are coming up right quick. And we are just now 2 weeks away from a very big show down at the Penn Theater, Main Street in downtown Butler, Shady Lady's Marquee Show of the Year.
Yeah, the Southern Fried Rock Show. It's going to be debuting itself at the Penn Theater, and we're excited. Gary Burke III, the Shiners, Noble Hops are going to be there, and tickets are fine. I mean, when this airs, it might be sold out.
Wow.
I don't know. So
get your tickets.
I don't delay.
So how do we get those tickets, Utah?
You can go to ShadyLadyProductions.com. You can go to PennTheater.org. You can hop on Gary Burke's website, the Shiners website, Noble Hop's website. We've got a Facebook event page up for it, so they're available. Through Ticket Leap, we use Ticket Leap.
Yeah, so very inexpensive to use Ticket Leap, which is awesome. I know people that are buying tickets online sure appreciate that, because we all have been tortured by the other entities. So, hey, it's going to be a great show, great lineup of music, and you know, some bands that are getting some significant press, and especially just was reading an article that Butler Eagle did on Gary Burke, one of the new songs that he put out. And, you know, it's cool. He's been very active and doing very well. Of course, you know, the Shiners, always very active and just put on a great performance. And, of course, the Noble Hops right up there with them. So it'll be a great night of music, and it's at the Penn Theater in downtown Butler.
There you go. Come on into town and grab you something to eat, something to drink, and walk on over to the show. Early start, 6 p.m.
Okay.
So, you know, we'll be done by 10, and then everybody can head over to the 11th frame.
Oh, there you
finish
go.
Finish the night off there. There you go.
Live local music series, right? So Saturday, February 1st, get your tickets for that. And, well, right about that time of February, before you know it, it'll be thinking about getting tickets for the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. It'll be coming to Cooper's Lake Campground in August. And if you're looking to get camping spots, surprise, surprise, Cooper's Lake pushed that back a little bit. So don't worry, you didn't miss anything. March 10th is the date to circle on that now. They were going to originally do January 10th, but the other things in order, and they're pushing that back a little bit. So you've got plenty of time to get ready for that.
Yeah, plenty of time. And then we are going to be dropping the tickets for the Band Jam itself, the festival, on February 3rd. So you can visit thebandjam.com. They'll be for sale right there. And we've got a little bit of a different pricing structure this year, which I think will make it a little bit easier for people.
Make you a little happier,
yeah.
I think. Yeah, maybe understanding-wise. But, you know, we've got bills to pay for the event, and we've got some acts that you're going to want to see this year. I've seen the short list so far, and, oh, boy, there is going to be an incredible Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival in August this year that you're going to want to attend.
Sad thing is we have to make it a short list because I want to put so many bands on it, but I can't. Not possible.
It could be a three-month-long festival instead of 3 days.
Could do that.
Yeah. But it's a great time to celebrate the local music scene and share some music with you in a beautiful entity that is Cooper's Lake Campground. And, you know, you can come and go as you please, or you can camp for the weekend. And that seems like it's something that grows each and every year. And it's just a really cool atmosphere when that happens. But it's also, you know, something that, again, you can bop in and out with your ticket purchase, and you get banded up for the weekend or banded up for a day, whatever suits your working schedule or other events that you have going on.
Yeah, it's back. Yeah. Looking forward to it. Hey, and if you want to jump in as a sponsor, don't delay, because we could be talking about you right now. Yeah. And Jay and Tyler and Bob and now Scott could be talking about you every day of the week. So don't wait. Get in on that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an opportunity for you to be the presenting sponsor or any other line of sponsorships that we have. We welcome you to do that and be a part of the fun. And it's just, you know, it's a way to support the local music scene and get yourself some hometown exposure, because that's what we love to brag about. And we do it each and every week on this show with our sponsors of this show. And we welcome in this year, jumping right out of the gate, another addition into the lineup, Daily Tire and Auto, Route 308 in Boyers. Welcome to them to be a part of our show, along with Meat Locker Recording Studio, Cummings Candy and Coffee, Bros's Superette, Build the Scene and Bill Damiano, Geibel Funeral Home, Chad Geibel, Cunningham Street in Butler, all joining the roster of the Grassroots Show every Sunday night here.
That's an impressive set of sponsors right there.
Yeah,
and many of them have been with us for years, too, which is pretty neat.
Yeah. So they love to support the local music scene, and we love to support that hometown entity. So, and speaking of special guests and somebody that is back, ladies and gentlemen, coming up in just a few moments, it will be dun, 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 Super Monkey. Yeah. Christian Grabluski will be joining us. They've got some great new music out that we want to check into. So we'll talk to him. Super Monkey back in the building for the first time in a few years, as a matter of fact. But let's get to some music before that. And I think we're going to kind of tie into some Super Monkey here. Huh?
Yeah, a little tie-in right here. We're going to throw on some One-Eyed Daddies and their song Energy, which you may have heard before acoustically with Brian playing that. But here it is with the full band.
Yeah, great stuff. And we'll follow that up with the return of the Red Lines as well in 2025. Good to hear another new single from these guys. I saw that they were just playing a show last week as well. And Bump and the Night is a brand new cut from the Red Lines. Wait till you hear this. It's all happening right now on the Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Witness, 'cause it's all or nothing in the candlelight. personality. We all come to the table to bake.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. The Geibel Funeral Home, 201 East Cunningham Street, downtown Butler. Chad Geibel, the fourth generation, a name synonymous with professionalism, compassion, and dignity. Ready to help families during difficult times. Geibel Funeral Home has been serving the community for generations at the corner of McCain and Cunningham Streets. Chad Geibel suggests that you look into pre-arrangement so that during the most difficult time, the need for major decision-making has already been completed. It's one of the most thoughtful things you can do for those you love. The Geibel Funeral Home. Call Chad Geibel today.
At Daily Tire, we know a thing or two about tires. Hi, this is Amanda. My dad has been helping people with their tire and automotive repair needs for over 25 years. We sell quality tires like Cooper, Mastercraft, Goodyear, and Michelin, just to name a few. And with over 40 tire brands available, we have something to suit everyone's budget. Stop in and see us at Daily Tire on West Sunbury Road in Boyers, or call 735-5183 and tell them Amanda sent you.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Welcome back to our Grassroots Show here tonight. This segment brought to you by Cummings Candy and Coffee Service, four locations to serve you, including the Main Street location. Stop by and visit an institution in downtown Butler, longest opening business in downtown Butler right now.
Yeah, it is. And that's owned by Mr. Barry Cummings, who is one of the winners of the Grassy Award.
How about that?
For this past year. Yeah. And we are doing a show with them at Heroes in Katanning this coming Saturday. So hope to see you up there.
Be there or be square. What a great night that'll be at Heroes. Get there early. Should be a great show. Well, we are going to go to Pittsburgh here tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and talk to somebody that your mom loves. There's no doubt about that. We're talking about...
Dun, dun, dun!
Super Monkey! Christian Grabluski is joining us here tonight on the show. We like to have some fun because it's Super Monkey. But, Chris, how you doing, man? Good to see you again.
I'm good, good. I appreciate you giving that shout-out to all the moms out there.
I have that sticker in my office at home. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah.
Your mom loves Super Monkey.
Yeah, this is pretty popular. I mean, like, I think I'm almost out of them. I think I got a couple thousand of them made at the time, you know?
Yeah. I still have a couple of Super Monkey coffee mugs.
Ooh.
Look at that. Wow. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Well,
nice.
We can talk about how you can get your merch from Super Monkey. Of course, Super Monkey Recording Company and a whole lot more in addition to the band. Let's kind of get an update because we haven't chatted with you for a while, but we've visited numerous times in the decade plus that we've been around as an entity here on Sunday night. So we're excited to have you back in. New music, too, and that's one of the key focuses here tonight. But give us an update on what Super Monkey's been up to.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate your support. I mean, you two are some of the rock stars in the music scene that really support music in Pittsburgh. You actually walk the talk. You don't just say that you do all those things. You actually do them. So I know on behalf of myself and probably multiple other musicians, you know, we thank you guys for being so supportive and taking the time to call us and help us get our music out there, because it's kind of a thankless business at times, but I really, honestly, the last year or so, we've been just kind of jelly as a band. We added Brian Genovese as a second guitar player / lead guitar player at times, and that's really changed the dynamic of how we play as a band. I think we've gotten better, with Brian as a team. He sings as well. So now we have, not just myself singing, but everybody in the band singing backup, which is really cool. So we have four microphones going at all times. And it's just been a lot of fun. We've played some shows in Ohio and you know, Pittsburgh. We opened up for Richie Kotzen recently at Jurgles, which was fun. And just obviously taking good opportunities to get out there and play. And but we went back in the studio because, you know, people that see us live come up to us after the show and be like, oh, you guys were fantastic. And then they'll buy merch and stuff, you know. But, you know, that's a small fraction of the population that actually gets to experience what we're like live. So I really wanted to go into the studio and cut a live record, you know, and not just, you know, live, like people say it is, but like really do a quality recording, you know? And so we went down to Tonic and we set up and we went through, probably three or four songs and then picked the two that came out the best, you know, and just kind of polished them up and stuck them out there, you know, to see what we sounded like live. And, you know, it's 99% live. I did go back in and like just did one take and doubled my vocals so that when we mixed it out, it sounded like, you know, radio quality, you know. But we didn't overdub anything. We didn't go in and punch stuff, you know. We just really just went in there and just laid a second track on the vocals so Doug could have something to mix with. And I think it came out pretty good. You know, I'd say live sounds better than some of the studio recordings I've heard sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
So I think they did a pretty decent job with taking a band live and turning it into something that's like a new song, you know.
Well, that's the old school way of doing it, right? I mean, it used to be. That's and then
it really is. I mean, that is how they used to do it, you know. And you know, Elvis was sitting there with the band, and he's like, "All right, we're gonna do it one more time," you know. And they go in there and they cut it, and that would be like, okay, that's a good take, you know. Let's keep that one, you know. And that's what you hear on a lot of that stuff. And I think that has a certain level of I don't know what's the right word for it.
Genuineness to it.
Ambiance. Yeah, there's definitely like an ambiance and finesse. And it's like it just sounds different than, you know, the last recording that I did, which was absolutely polished up. You know what I mean? Like we worked on every little detail to make it sound absolutely perfect, and it did. And I think it really sounded pretty awesome. We got, you know, a lot of traction from it, and working with Dave Hillis was great. And I definitely want to work with him again in the future, and maybe on the next recordings we'll go back to Dave, you know. And but I wanted to put out something new, and but I also wanted to do something new. I wanted it to feel different, you know. And that's where I thought the live, you know, playing live in the studio would actually encompass all those things. It would give an opportunity for people to hear what it sounds like when, you know, maybe Brian does the lead this time, you know, or and we throw it back and forth, or just what we sound like as a unit, so that you can get a pretty good idea what it's like to see us live, you know?
Right. Hey, let's play the songs here, and we'll continue our conversation. Give folks a sample of what you got going on. We've got Next to You, which is, was that officially the first single from the record, or from what you've done?
Yeah, we just, like I said, it was just a little EP, two songs. We put it out there on the internet, and then I may go press maybe 100 copies or something here. I know that Hellbender vinyl just opened up downtown, so give those guys a plug. And, you know, Jeff Ben's a nice guy, and I like, you know, he's easy to work with, and make it out there and press a few records here in the future and throw them out there for the universe to pick them up. But, you know, in general, it's definitely, I think it's a cool song. It's something that, it's really actually the first song that we wrote together with Brian and the band.
Ah.
You know, it's like, and I wrote the song, but I brought it to those guys, and each one of them, Matt, Rocky, and Brian, all kind of added their own little flavor to it, and it became what it is today, which isn't quite exactly the way I brought it to the band. You know, it's like everybody adds their element, and whether it's vocals or, you know, bass runs or whatever, you know, they definitely made it sound cool. That's what I like about it, you know.
Yeah, when we come back in segment two, I do want to hit on how you do handle the releasing of your music, because you're pretty steadfast in how you do that. So let's pick that up for sure.
All right, let's dive into it. It's Next to You. It's Super Monkey tonight on the Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
We'll be right back.
Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy
and Coffee.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah Hair, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
You're tuned into the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7, as we focus on local music in this next segment, brought to you by our long-running sponsor, Bros' Superette. They say they are high on the hill and right on the price, and I would totally agree with that. They live, or they reside two blocks away from my house, and love to pop up and get a ham loaf every once in a while.
There it was.
Or anything you need, you can find it at Bros' Superette, no matter what it is. Lunch, dinner, if you're looking for sides, if you're looking for the whole complement, they can take care of it. If you just want a bag of chips and a loaf of bread, they've got that for you as well. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, the corner of South Main and Rockenstein Avenue in Butler. We just listened to two brand new cuts from Super Monkey, the band, and those guys are back at it next to you. And thank you for giving me the blues. Christian Grabluski from Super Monkey is with us. Super Monkey in the house here tonight. And that, thank you for giving me the blues. Kind of a retake, Christian, on a past song. I think, didn't I hear that in your archive years ago?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not a new song that I've had, but I definitely feel like with this new lineup, it's become a different song a little bit. It's similar to the way that we used to do it a long time ago. But it's just one of those things where when we got together with Brian, it might even have been one of the first songs we played with him. And cause it was an easy three chord song, you know? And so it was something where it has a lot of room to breathe, and it's just something that the rest of the band liked to play. And so we kept playing it, and it's definitely, sounds a lot. I think it sounds slightly different.
Yeah,
than when I recorded it a while ago. You know, and again, a lot of people haven't heard that. It wasn't something I released like as a single or something. So we just went in the studio, and that was one of the ones that came out. You know, we did four songs, and two of them really just stood out better than the rest of them as far as like the way we recorded them and how they sounded. And that was one of them. You know, and so we just kept it and threw it out there.
Wow, a blues song with only three chords, Bob. Wow, who'd have thunk?
Yeah, I'm trying to break that down to one chord and see if I can write a one chord song.
Well, you gave that song a cool new life, no doubt about it, with Brian Genovese in, and of course our earlier guest this month, Rocky Lamondi on bass, and Matt Ferranti on the skins in the back. You've got a hell of a group put together right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like I said, I feel very fortunate that these guys want to play music with me, and every time we get together, it's exciting and fun, and, you know, we got a private, obviously, group chat on social media that we constantly just, you know, joking around in, and I'm sure if it was ever released to the public, we'd all be blacklisted, but, you know, it's one of those things that's just like, you know, a good relationship. It's everybody's friendly. We all respect each other, you know, and I think we all have gotten to a point in our life where we understand that, you know, collectively we are going to be a better team than any of us trying to do something by ourselves. Right. You know? And so it's, like I said, I feel fortunate that these guys want to be in the band.
I'm trying to picture Rocky speaking his mind.
Yeah, that doesn't happen very often, as we all know. Like, he's not one to just tell you his opinion.
But talk about years of experience collectively, in the Pittsburgh music scene for all four of you guys. This is a veteran group, which is, you know, kind of fun to look at. And what you've posted with the release of this, and Utah kind of alluded to the fact that when you package things together, you do a great job with that. And you were mentioning Hellbender. If you do put out some vinyl on this, you've done that in the past with vinyl. In fact, I've got one hanging in my office from you, and I appreciate that greatly. Look at it just about every day that I'm in there. You do your PR very well.
Well, thanks. I appreciate you saying that. I always feel like I could do a better job, and then I feel like I don't do enough, you know? So I appreciate you saying that. No, seriously, I'm like, what can I do that's like to get this out there more? It's like, I mean, I don't know anything else to do other than grassroots, you know, call the radio stations, email the DJs, you know, certain places are going to play it, certain places aren't, you know, and just whatever I can do to get some kind of publicity, I do my best. I created a spreadsheet, you know, years ago that every time I email somebody, I put them on the spreadsheet. So the next time I do it, it gets a little bit easier to look up the data, you know? And so I try to stay somewhat organized and do whatever I can do to help promote the music and get it out there.
And you don't distribute like a lot of people do though. I mean, you're not really about the streaming, and are you doing CDs?
You know, I do put it on the streaming. I do put it on all the platforms. So it's there if you want it.
Okay. I didn't think you did that. Okay.
No, I do. It's on there's a, if you go Super Monkey, I think Super Monkey Recording Company or Super Monkey, you should see me on there on Spotify, okay. Apple, all that stuff. You'll see the releases. There's some other band with the same name that like comes up every now and then, and they're out of like the Netherlands that from like 20 years ago. You know, but that's not us. And then, you'll see like Lisa Bonita, you'll see the new releases and everything that I've done in the last decade or so. You know, it's all on the streaming services. So we are on all the streaming services. I'm just not the biggest fan personally of them because, you know, number one, we all know they don't pay much. And as a musician, you know, I do want to have some kind of, you know, I guess financial reward for my time. At this age, I do it because I love it. But at the same time, if I'm playing out there with a band, I want to be able to pay these guys, you know, I want to make sure we're making a couple bucks. I want to make sure that, you know, if we're doing something, it's worthwhile. We're not just going out there and spinning the wheel. And so, you know, the best way to make money that I found as an artist is playing live and selling physical merch. And if you can get some sponsorship stuff rolling, great. That's another way too. But other than that, like, unless you're Def Leppard doing, you know, a billion streams a year, you're probably not getting a big check from, you know, the streaming services. Like, I don't know. Did you guys ever see that clip on the internet with Snoop Dogg talking about all his streamings?
No,
I personally have not. I'll have to look it up.
You should Google that. I'll send it to you off the air. I'll go look for it and find it. But it's, you know, Snoop Dogg's like, hey, man, I had a billion streams, yo. Where's the money? Where's the money going, yo? You know?
Yeah. Right.
And so, like, he's pretty much pointing out, like, you know, what's going on over here? Like, these guys are making a lot of money, and then, you know, the people are getting minuscule payouts, like fractions of a penny and stuff. And, like, you know, that doesn't add up, and something doesn't calculate there. So I don't put too much effort. And then also, you know, when I was on, I think it was the last release I did with Elisa Bonita, I had submitted for, you know, multiple playlists, and I literally got a call from Spotify asking me if I wanted to buy advertising to get on other playlists. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh, so you want me to pay you to play my song on these other things? And they're like, well, it's kind of how it works. Like, okay, well, I'm going to respectfully pass.
Wow.
Because I don't want to pay you to, you know, I already paid for your service. Yeah. And now you want me to pick you again in order to get publicity and get my song out there and get it listened. So I'm like, I'm just not a big fan of that guy, you know? And I know that's kind of the way of the world, but I have other things I could spend my money on that I think's a better use of time, you know? Yeah. So that's just, and I've gotten that from a lot of different like playlisters and companies. They reach out to you and say, hey, listen, if you pay me this, I'll get you this.
Sure.
And I'm like, well, that's cool if that's your service, but that's just not what I'm interested in doing. Like, yeah. And I know that a lot of bands, they might get, you know, 10,000 streams or something by paying one of these services, but how many of them are people that are actually listening to your song that are not robots? Like, what's the breakdown of that? And like, what's the actual numbers on your return on your investment?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of funny stuff going on.
Yeah.
So it's just like they can't provide any of that stuff, and it's none of it adds up. So like, I've been in this business a long time. I worked in sales most of my life. You know, I know a hustle when I see one. You know, it kind of seems like a hustle to me.
Yeah,
you know,
it's like.
Are you saying
I just haven't put a lot of weight in that? So you might not see me with like 10 million streams on Spotify because I'm not investing a lot of my time and money into Spotify.
Are you saying you can't hustle a hustler here?
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying I'm a hustler. I'm just saying that, you know, I work hard and I have been in sales a long time, you know?
Yeah.
And so like, it just seems something just doesn't add up to me.
Uh-oh, Spotify just jumped in.
Yeah.
Spotify's on our hit list to begin with, so
yeah,
we could go days for that. Well, Super Monkey, give us an update on where we can find all of the valuable material that people are going to want to buy now after hearing these great songs, like some of the merch that you've been talking about. Where do we go?
Yeah, man, you can go to ilovesupermonkey.com and just click on the merch tab. It's all right there. It'll take you to the store online. You can buy our last record, T-shirts, CDs from any of the artists and things like that we've had on the label that we might still have in stock. It's all there. And you can shop. We ship it out next day.
All right, and we can follow along when you guys have some gigs coming up. I know you had a pretty solid year for 2024 with the guys, especially deep into late last year. So hopefully you'll have a good time this year putting stuff out, and we'll be anxious to see what you do with the guys in the near future here. But you got a heck of a collection going on right now with the four guys that are making up Super Monkey.
Yeah, like I said, I feel pretty fortunate to be able to play with these guys, and it's always fun.
And of course, over the years as well, you've done a great job supporting artists as well. You've had a great roster over the years. Still in that angle that people could reach out to you if they want some help in the music scene here in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, absolutely, man. I'm always open to, you know, talking to the new artists or seeing what kind of opportunities out there. I am picky. You know, I want to work with people that appreciate the help, put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and yeah. So it's a tough business, and it's not something for everybody, but it's definitely a business. And if you treat it as such, I mean, there is money to be made.
Well, you've had a great great roster over the years, and we appreciate you keeping us in touch with a lot of those when you've had guys putting some material out. And, I mean, that goes back to, my goodness, the
Brett Staggs.
Brett Staggs was probably one of the first, and right up through Zach Lee and, of course, Brian Genovese, who's now playing with your group. So you've done a great job for those folks over the years, and always good to catch up with you, man. I know it's been a bit, but it's great to hear the new music back out, and we're going to play a couple of oldies but goodies, one that I actually have an opportunity to see sitting right in front of me on vinyl, Elisa Benita, and we'll flip it over and play You Can't Lie to God.
Right? Past Grassy nominated song.
Past Grassy nominated, that's right.
Awesome, man. Well, I appreciate it, guys. If you ever need anything, just hit me up.
Great stuff. Great to have you, Christian. Take care, and we'll see you hopefully live and in person with Super Monkey down the road here.
Thanks, guys.
It's Super Monkey tonight on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions. I didn't hesitate.
Smiling at me, Alisa Bonita. Brose's Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town. Whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken, or one of their famous ham loaves, try their kielbasa, smoked meats, homemade soups, sides, and a variety of ready-to-eat selections. There's no doubt you'll be back for more. Located at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein, Brose's Superette, high on the hill and right on the price.
Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy
and Coffee.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
On the General Concert Calendar, be sure to catch 2B's Acoustic at Back Home Barbecue and Brew Friday, January 24th from 6:30 to 8:30 there at Saw on the Mars, 7th City Road in the Gallery Commons. Saturday, January 25th, 2B's Acoustic will then be headed to the Elwood City Moose Lodge 93 from 7 to 10 Factory Avenue in Elwood City. The Rock Down Right Tour is right around the corner. It's the Shady Lady staple show, the Southern Fried Rock Show. Saturday, February 1st, coming to the Penn Theater, Main Street in downtown Butler. A great night of incredible local music featuring Gary Burke III, the Shiners, and the Noble Hops. Get your tickets now. Courtesy of Shady Lady Productions, they're going quick. And on the Shady Lady concert calendar, Friday, January 24th, head over to a happy hour at the Grill at River Forest in Freeport with live music featuring Jay Wiley from 6 to 9 p.m. And then Saturday, January 25th, it's the Noble Hops with special guests, the reigning Grassy Award winners, The Rumble, at Heroes in Kittanning.
At Daily Tire, we know a thing or two about tires. Hi, this is Amanda. My dad has been helping people with their tire and automotive repair needs for over 25 years. We sell quality tires like Cooper, Mastercraft, Goodyear, and Michelin, just to name a few. And with over 40 tire brands available, we have something to suit everyone's budget. Stop in and see us at Daily Tire on West Sunbury Road in Boyers, or call 735-5183 and tell them Amanda sent you.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs. BuildTheScene.com, created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
The Geibel Funeral Home, 201 East Cunningham Street, downtown Butler. Chad Geibel, the fourth generation, a name synonymous with professionalism, compassion, and dignity, ready to help families during difficult times. Geibel Funeral Home has been serving the community for generations at the corner of McCain and Cunningham Streets. Chad Geibel suggests that you look into pre-arrangement so that during the most difficult time, the need for major decision-making has already been completed. It's one of the most thoughtful things you can do for those you love. The Geibel Funeral Home. Call Chad Geibel today.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
We're so happy you've tuned in to share some local music time with us here on a Sunday night. We're here every Sunday at 7 o'clock. It's the Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions. Bob in Utah with you, and we want to thank our friends at Build the Scene, Bill Damiano, also the Geibel Funeral Home, 201 East Cunningham Street, Chad Geibel, and his staff supporting the Butler community for decades and generations. And a big welcome to our newest sponsor of the Grassroots Show here tonight, Daily Tire and Auto, Route 308 in Boyers. Welcome to them, and a great entity that you've been hearing on the radio, and now they're part of our Grassroots Show as well, also helping to sponsor the Rock Fabric on a Saturday night. So some folks that love the Rock Station, and we love them.
All right, welcome to the family.
How about it? And thank you to Super Monkey joining us here tonight. Some great new tunes. Tell you what, that is one power-packed band that Christian has put together now.
Oh, yeah, they really are.
Yeah. Don't forget, coming up in less than 2 weeks now, Shady Lady Productions presents a Rock Done Right tour stop, Penn Theater, downtown Butler, Southern Fried Rock Show.
Yeah, this first started in 2006, so we've been going for a while.
Wow.
Yeah.
The very first one, was that at
Peter B's?
Peter B's?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now Main Street, downtown Butler.
Yep.
Great night of music. Noble Hops will be jamming away. You might come on and see some Sleeves and more. You guys are hanging out at Biker Brew House too, right?
Yeah, we were just there last night, yeah. So that was a lot of fun. Love playing up there. Love that Youngstown has kind of embraced us a little bit as well. So we're looking forward to that and some shows coming up in Erie. And so
cool,
be good.
And next Saturday night, you'll be joining the Rumble over at Heroes in Katanning.
That's going to be an old school rock and roll show right there.
That'll be fun stuff. And of course, from the Penn Theater to August and Cooper's Lake Campground, the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. Tickets will be going on sale the Monday after Southern Fried Rock Show, right?
Yep. Yes, they will.
And then before you know it, we'll be revealing bands on Fridays. And then next thing you know, we'll have an acoustic night on a Thursday night, August 21st. And then the hub of the Band Jam Friday and Saturday at Cooper's Lake.
I already have one of the singer-songwriters booked.
Do you really?
Yeah, I ran into him and then he's like, "You have any singer-songwriter stuff coming up, let me know." And I go, "Oh, you're booked right now." So I'll just mark that day right now.
There you go. And
send him an email. I ain't heard back from him, so I'm going to have to poke him a little bit. I go, you're doing it. There's no way out of it.
Yeah, love it. Love it. Well, it'll be here before you know it. So make your plans. Just circle the calendar now, August 21st through 23rd for Cooper's Lake and the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. Well, let's wrap up the show with some more great music, and we've got two new tunes, kind of opposite end of the spectrum here, but some pretty fantastic stuff.
Yeah, we were sent some new songs before the end of the year by the Bell Jumpers. And these guys are past Grassy nominated band as well. But boy, this one really just jumped out at me. I sent it to you, and you're like, "Oh yeah!" And so let's throw this on. It's the Bell Jumpers, My 57.
Yeah, check it out. And I'll tell you what, there's not a lot of tunes that get sent over and immediately are put into regular rotation. This is a sample of that. It does happen, but we love to share the local music with you folks here on The Rock Station, and there's one right there. And, you know, before you know it, folks, we'll be talking Grassies. Keep these songs in mind. If you're digging, jot yourself a note, because we'll be asking for your reflections on that a little bit later this year.
And that's regular rotation every day of the week, not just the month of December.
That's right. Well, speaking of that, let's jump into a tune that kind of tongue-in-cheek here, but has a meaningful purpose for some of us. I want to thank Chip Dominick for writing a tune, and I love the way he dropped this. Surrounding the Steelers' unfortunate demise this year in Baltimore, Chip kind of set it up that, if you're a little down in the dumps after your team loses, why, check this out, because we're going to be, in the typical Chip Dominick fashion, going to pick you back up again. And he did a song and a really cool video that he dropped at the end of the Steeler game called "Coach T Never Had a Losing Season." Oh, he's got a point.
Yes, there you go. Fact check that.
That's right. So have yourselves a good weekend, and we'll see you next Sunday night for the Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions, right here on The Rock Station, 97.7.
balls in his game. 2 years in, he led us to the dream. Still, haters called it Cowler's team. Oh, no. We don't need a Lombardi on our shelf. We don't need a playoff win to feel good about ourselves. We want a party. We got our reason, Coach T. Never had a losing season, Coach T. Survive Pickett, Rudolph, and Trubisky. The next man up always gave us room to breathe. A collapse in December, hey, we'll be fine. As long as we get win number nine.
mom always told you to turn it down.
We're what your mama warned you about.
We tell you to turn it up.
Sorry, Mom, I'm rocking out.
The Rock Station.
We'll be right back. checkout or an airplane. I ain't got time to check no faster.
Different is cool.
I always knew I was different, and now I know why.
Your rock station, 97.7.
All right, this is something else of our Lights Out album. Something called Love to Love.
Thank you. guitars run down, bulges have shots. Warning mounts up.